From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on another Monday edition of the Living Truth radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And truly, I do want to thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And I trust that this particular program is a blessing to you on a day-by-day basis. This program, as you know, is not a program that is filled with bells and whistles. I say that from time to time, and what I mean by that is that the only thing that this radio program is dedicated to is the teaching of the Word of God. We've been doing that on the Living Truth broadcast ever since 1989, and we will continue to do it as long as the Lord gives us the opportunity and the allowance to do it. And so we thank you very, very much for your prayers. If you want a program filled with bells and whistles, well, there are many of them out there. But if you want a program that is dedicated to teaching the unadulterated Word of God, then this is one that you will want to listen to. And there are many other such programs, even on this radio station. And by the way, may I just mention at this particular point that one of the things that we do not do here on the Living Truth broadcast is ask for your finances. Now, we do have people who give to us on a regular basis, and we appreciate that very, very much. But we would encourage you to pray for us and also pray for the radio station upon which you are listening right now and give to this radio station. Because, you see, this radio station is that which allows this program and other good, solid, Bible-believing programs to come your way. So pray for this radio station, give financially to this radio station, and pray for the programs that are on this radio station that we might be faithful in getting out the Word of God to you. And we would appreciate that very, very much. Well, this week on the program, we are going to be talking about the Christian's greatest investment. The Christian's greatest investment. If I were to ask you today personally, what is the Christian's greatest investment, what would your answer be? Would you say, well, I want to invest in the stock market, or I want to invest my monies into a good bank that gives me good interest, or I want to invest here or invest there? And I'm certain that we could get a number of different answers to that particular question. But I want to submit to you that I believe that the greatest investment a Christian can make is in the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sure, there are other places where we can invest our time and our talent and our treasure. And we should certainly invest our time, our talent, and our treasure in good, profitable, biblical ministries and opportunities. But the greatest investment a Christian can make is the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are going to be talking about that throughout the course of this week. But I want to ask a question right now, and that is this. How much time and effort and prayer and finances are you investing in getting out the gospel of Jesus Christ? Can you answer that? How much time, how much effort, how much talent, how much of your treasure do you invest in getting out the gospel of Jesus Christ? Beloved, it's the greatest investment you can make. And I say that because of the fact that back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 30, it says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Think of that. He that winneth souls is wise. Wise. If you want to be a wise Christian, then you will be involved in winning souls. You will be involved in getting out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's dig into this just a little bit more. Why is the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ the greatest investment that we can make? Well, I want to share a couple of reasons, in fact, a few reasons for you on the program this week, and I trust that you'll be able to be there by the radio and follow along. The first reason why the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest investment that we can make is because of what Jesus Christ told us in the Great Commission. And for this, we can turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. And I want to begin reading with verse 16, where it says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Now that's the Great Commission, and we find there that the Lord Jesus Christ tells us to go into all the world, as it were. Do you see that? "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." And when he says all nations, he's talking about the entire world. Now keep in mind that the Great Commission is mentioned no less than 5 times in the Word of God. Over in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, we see what I believe to be the most positioned, the most direct teaching concerning the Great Commission. When Jesus says this, Mark 16:15, it says, "He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You cannot deny what Jesus has in mind there. He says, "Go ye into all the world." In Matthew 28, it's recorded by saying, "Go to the nations of the world. Go to the people of the world." And here he says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Do you do that? Are you involved with that? Now, I'm certain that somebody is saying to me, "Well, Pastor Gary, I can't go into all of the nations of the world personally." And that's true. I myself have been in about 35 nations of the world preaching the gospel. And yet there are a lot of other nations because of the fact that there are about 200 nations on the face of the earth. But one of the ways that I can be involved in getting the gospel out to the whole world is through what I am doing with you right now, teaching and preaching the Word of God over radio, over internet, and the various media ministries that the Way of Truth Ministries is involved with. And so even though we cannot physically go into all the nations of the world, we can be involved in going into all the nations of the world through our prayer support and through our financial support and sometimes even through our personal support. You know, I've often said that when it comes to getting involved with the Great Commission or missions, we need to be willing to pray and to give and to go. And that's one of the ways that every one of us can be involved in getting out the gospel. We can pray for the gospel as it goes out and for those who are preachers and teachers and missionaries and evangelists. We can give financially so that the Word of God can go out to the salvation of souls and the edification of saints. And then we can and should be willing to go. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Over in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8, we find that once again we see another presentation of the Great Commission, one of the 5 that's found in the Bible. It's found in every one of the gospels as well as the book of Acts. where once again the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples before he ascends back up into heaven, and he says, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." We are to be his witnesses wherever we are. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Are you involved with that? By the way, just for your study, I mentioned that the Great Commission is mentioned 5 times in the Word of God. It's mentioned in Matthew 28:19-20, Mark 16:15-16, Luke 24:45-49, John 20:21, and Acts 1:8. And I would encourage you to take some time and study the Great Commission. We are talking about the greatest investment that any Christian can have. The greatest investment that any Christian can be involved with is the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if the Bible records the Great Commission 5 times, that should be a very clear indication to us that it's important to invest our time, our talent, and our treasure in proclaiming the gospel. The Great Commission and getting out the Word of God is personal for every Christian, personal for every church. And that particular Great Commission has never been rescinded. As Jesus gave it nearly 2,000 years ago, it's very applicable for us today. Preach the Word of God, the gospel, because Christ said we should do it. Tomorrow, we will continue our study. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.